Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And that's why I love these quickies, is because they're anywhere from 5 to 15, 20 minutes max. And we get to chat and we get to really reframe our perspective, because perspective is our power. It's truly our superpower. And I really believe that throughout my life, my gift is to help shift perspective quickly in order to empower you to move towards the woman or person or man that you know that you are. And really, I believe that that is life's biggest purpose, is to continue to make progress and make the choices that help you step into your soul's highest calling, because your soul already knows what it is. But now we have to create the action and the experiences that help us evolve into that person in the physical realm. So hi, that's a great way to start off a quickie. You becoming you by creating the experiences for yourself in order to become fully you and make your soul's highest calling come forward, right? She's not going to reveal herself until you create the experiences where she is forced to show up, like I write about in my book. And you guys, I'm really excited about the next few months coming up, because there's so many opportunities for me to meet you. And that is the entire, I think it's the entire purpose of everything that I do, is to eventually wind up in a room with all of you having an epic conversation. And that's been my favorite part about my book. And speaking of my book, I'm going to be doing a round two of the book tour. So stay tuned, because I might be coming to a city near you. And it's literally the most fun conversation ever, just about breaking through the superficial and reaching your highest potential, right? And using each other in the most beautiful, connected way to really just deepen our relationship with ourselves and other people, and connect us to our purpose. And that just really rocks my world. So hopefully I get to see you there. Otherwise, there is a few other opportunities. Chris and I are going to be speaking at the Thrive event, which if you want to go check that out, it is attendthrive.com. Otherwise, I don't know if you guys are cruising with me, but I am going to be a facilitator on Oprah's annual cruise. Yes, I said Oprah, as in Oprah Winfrey, as in, oh my God, it's Oprah. you guys know that she's been a manifestation of mine for a really long time. I'm sure she's a lot of people's manifestation, but I am thrilled. I am honored. I'm just really excited to be working with the Oprah Magazine team and to be going on that cruise and facilitating on that cruise to create a beautiful experience for all of you to really connect to yourselves and to each other. So if you want to go on that Oprah cruise, you can check it out. I will try to have some links up online. Otherwise, in the show notes, I can link up how you can check it out. And that is end of October and early November. So I hope that you go on the Oprah cruise with me, because that would be awesome. So today's quickie, let's talk. I have been thinking about the quote and just the idea, because I said it in my book. I say it all the time. You have everything that you need inside of you. Let's really examine that for a minute, because when I first heard this and really caught on to what this means, you have everything you need inside of you, I literally was like, bullshit, I don't have everything I need inside of me, because I'm sitting here You know, let's just think about the starting point before I really started the business that I wanted to start. And when I was transitioning from somebody doing a fitness business into somebody really diving into events and self-development and coaching and writing and all of the podcasting and all of the things I'm doing now. So before all of those things, right? So let's go to Lori before all of those things. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I have all I need inside of me. Okay, well, that's really empowering and that feels really great. Except if you don't understand how to look at it from all sides, it can also be extremely disempowering because the Lori back then did not have physically or understand how to take what was inside of me and create the reality that I wanted when I didn't know how to podcast, when I don't know how to edit a podcast, when I don't know how to get the equipment for podcasting, when I don't know how to create a funnel to get the people to my event, when I don't really understand tech, when I'm not really great with organization. I don't have all I need inside of me in order to do all of those things. So that thought was like, whoever is saying I have all I need inside of me, I call total BS on that because I do not feel that way right now. So I want to look at it from that angle first. And I'm sure that you've been there where, or maybe you're there right now where you're like, no, I really cannot see how I'm going to get from this side of the bridge to the other side of the bridge. Like it is pure fog in the middle and it seems impossible. And I don't even think the bridge goes all the way across. Like that's how I felt. Like why even take the first step? It felt so exhausting. And what I started to realize was it's not that you have it inside of you now. You have all that you need in order to start creating and gaining the resources that you need, right? You are resourceful enough to create that opportunity for yourself. So it's not that you're going to be the podcast editor. It's not that you're going to be the person that is going to all of a sudden study all of the podcasting equipment. It's not that you're going to be the person who builds the funnel for you, right? For that event. It's not that you're going to be the person who, you know, tries to figure everything out. It's that you right now have all you need inside of you to start asking and start Googling. For real, you guys. So you could give me any problem right now. And because I grasp this idea, because I fully grasp that I'm not the one who's going to create all of the things, right? I don't put this all on me. That is exhausting and scary. I understand that I am the one who's going to be making the decisions and doing the research to find the people who can move the ball forward. So I can also be the person who can set a deadline on when I want things to be moved forward and start finding people who can answer my questions or start Googling it online. Like right now, literally, I have so many people who reach out to me and say, how do I start a podcast? And I kind of want to say, okay, so I'm gonna get on the computer with you and we're gonna type in how do I start a podcast and what do I need into this thing called the Google search bar. And yes, I might be being a bit feisty right now, but I'm being super honest. You have all you need to search on Google. Right? You have all you need to go and start looking, start doing the research. And then from there, once you start getting some answers, start researching even more because the search is going to get more granular, right? Then you can say, are there people? Then you can reach out maybe to people who do podcasting once you get a little more clear on what you need. You can say, hey, do you use anyone to edit your podcast after you're done? Is there a team who could edit and put everything up online for me? What are people using, right? You can start to know the questions that you need to be asking, but you don't have all you need inside of you right now to have a podcast or to have that event. You will become the person who will understand how to put a team together. And you can do that right now by starting to research. You have all you need right now in order to be as resourceful as you need to be to create whatever it is that you are desiring. You have all you need in order to get the resources, right? To create whatever it is that you're desiring in your life. So the idea that I had all that I needed in the beginning was a bit disempowering to me, because I was like, definitely not the girl who is going to be doing all of it at once. And that to me was so empowering to know I can get help. I have all I need right now to get the help that I need to start creating this. And you guys, my journey has taken me so damn long. And that's something that I want to say. And some of you are like, oh, well, I don't even want to start if it's going to take me that long. Okay, time is going to pass. I want you to think about 2 years ago, right? If you would have just started 2 years ago, where you would be now. If you would have just started a year ago, if you would have just started 6 months ago, time is going to pass and it's going to fly by. So start now. Start now, whatever it is. I'm telling you, bliss, true, pure bliss is becoming the woman and the person, the man that you know you are meant to be. It's the one that is inside of you right now. You can see it. You can visualize it. By the way, you are not given a vision that is not yours to have. You are not given a vision of yourself that is not fully yours to be found, right? To be created, to be pursued. That vision is yours and it's who you are. So now it is up to you to create the experiences in order to bring that person into reality, right? Create the experiences in order to bring that person into reality. And those experiences are going to be the scariest experiences of your life because they're new. And it's only because they're new. And through those experiences, you will become the person that you know that you are. But as of right now, until you move through those experiences on the other side, no, you're not that person. You don't have all you need. It won't show up for you until you start being resourceful. And you have everything you need right now to be resourceful. So begin. That's it. You start. You begin. And all of you overthinkers out there, you guys are the ones who don't take action. You guys are the ones who won't fulfill your life's purpose. I'm being super honest. So your overthinking will actually stop you. So this is said in the most loving way. Overthinking, right? Thinking that you're going to analyze it from every single corner, thinking of every single thing that could come up. The things you're thinking aren't going to come up. The things that you're not thinking are going to come up, and you'll never know until you actually just take action. And you have to be willing to risk it all. You have to be willing to lose everything, and you have to be willing to look stupid and be uncomfortable. And if you're willing to do that, I think the universe just provides a soft landing no matter what. Even when you fall on your face, it's just not as bad as you think it's going to be. When you can release and understand that not everybody is thinking about you, they're really thinking about them, we can actually start to enjoy our life. Like, enjoy the experience of life, which is pure experience. That's all we're here for. That's why you have a physical body that can smell, hear, feel, touch, is simply to experience. And I truly believe that in order to experience God, Source, our Creator, whatever you believe, higher power, that the only thing that beautiful Source energy God in our life wants us to do is to experience life and the gift of being in this physical form. And that is to truly bring in these experiences that make us who we are, that make us feel and experience our purpose on this planet. And that is progress and growth. And 99.999% of the time, okay, 100% of the time, if we're making progress, somehow it's affecting other people. Somehow it's affecting other people in a beautiful way. So no progress is ever purely selfish, ever. Even if you think it is, even if putting yourself first you think is selfish, it's absolutely the most unselfish thing that you can do, because it is setting an example, it is inspiring other people, and it's clearing a way for you to really fulfill your purpose, which when you do that, right? You can finally hear your soul and you can finally know what you're meant to do and you can finally follow all those little clues and curiosities and become the person who is probably going to make a massive impact, right? But we can't hear that if we don't take care of ourselves and put ourselves first. So even the most selfish actions are going to create a ripple on other people. Like, I'm even thinking of, this is so random, but random tangent time. Like going and getting a massage, right? Going and putting yourself first and getting a massage because you need to de-stress, you need to relax. Let's look at the ripple effects of that really quick. Number one, you are helping provide a job for someone. So if all of us said, oh my God, it's so selfish to get massages, let's stop. Okay, an entire service industry of people who love to take care of the body and serve in that way are out of a job. Okay, so that's the first one. Number two, you are less stressed. You're more enjoyable to be around. You feel more comfortable in your body when you're doing things for yourself like that, taking time out, which is a ripple effect, of course, on your family, on your friends, at work, all of these other things, right? Number three, you pick because it's endless. It truly, I just got a massage yesterday, so I'm really just thinking about how amazing it is to take that time and that blank space to just make room for other things to come into my life instead of filling it with more chaos. And it's really important to me for new ideas to come in to create blank spaces like that. And they're created more easily for me when I can drop into my physical body and completely relax as well. And that's a beautiful way for me to do it. So, you guys, I'm so grateful for you. As always, thank you for always sharing on your Insta stories and on your Instagram. That's how this podcast is getting out. And if you guys didn't see, I'm celebrating 8 million downloads. We're over that now, but I'm almost to my first 500,000 month, which means 500,000 downloads in 1 month. That is so incredibly awesome that I think this is catching on so much that we are really ready to step in and not only be happy, but create a life of massive purpose and share our stories. And we are doing this by listening to podcasts, by connecting with other people, by lifting other people up, and really by giving ourselves our own permission to be unapologetic and to step into who we are. And that's the whole point of this life. That's the whole point of this life. So I'm so grateful for you for constantly rating, reviewing, subscribing. And by the way, that's the most important thing you can do for a podcast. If you guys love this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you have not done it yet to go and rate and review and subscribe and share it with a friend. I know that might seem like a lot, but to somebody who podcasts, it is game changing. It truly, truly, truly helps get the podcast out there. So I can continue on and get amazing guests on here. That's what they're looking at. So if you guys want to continue to get really epic guests, then that is what we have to do together. So teamwork. Okay. Love you guys. I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.